B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedics same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com. Let's keep going.
Sound off.
Yeah, it's time for Sound Off, 610-771-9705. Now, the drafts should have... spurred some calls, I would think. Some positive calls. Yeah, all right, let's see what we got on Sound Up.
It's 5:40 in the morning. I'm sitting here watching about 20 minutes of Maxie's highlights, and I got to say, he is both Lou Will and Rondo. He's doing some things I've only seen Rondo do. This is our two-guard of the future right here. He is going to be the glue, the bridge between Embiid and Simmons.
Well, interesting. He was tutored by Rondo. Rondo's from that area. And he worked with Rondo. Rondo worked with the kid a lot. Also, I get a kick out of the tweets. Ago. Well, he must be a great player. LeBron and Ben endorsed him. Well, there's a little agency connect there. The clutch. He's represented by LeBron's agency. Clutch. You know, it's hard not to... It would be hard to turn down. Like LeBron's agency comes calling to get you. Probably be hard for a kid to turn that down, right?
Oh, and, yeah.
Right. And he's got the empire, man.
Any other opportunities you might get, you might end up in a movie. If you're interested, that kid has a lot of personality.
Right.
You might think, one day I'll be in a sitcom, I'll be in a movie.
Oh, yeah.
They got movies now. They got everything. Anything
got
you
it,
could
they
want.
Got it knocked out. And they showed a photo last night, a workout, and then LeBron was in the workout with Ben and with Maxie.
Yeah,
that's all that clutch family.
LeBron, Ben has been working hard in L.A., I know for a fact. Now, will we see it in a game? Different deal. But he's been working his butt off out in L.A.
Is he shooting it?
He's shooting it in L.A.
Is he?
Now, that again, I'm not getting sucked in until I see it.
Yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. You're getting a little sucked in already.
No, he has been shooting out in L.A.
Uh-huh.
He's been balling.
I like the moves the Sixers did. Curry, Danny Green, I don't mind. One-year contract. I don't mind the Tyrese Maxey pick. I love the Kentucky flip-up pick. Kentucky's always drafting somebody. And then I see Anna Horford. I'm like, who the heck is Anna Horford? You can't talk trash to a city of 1.5 million, especially Philly, knowing our reputation, and then not expect vitriol back.
Well, you can talk trash if you have a standing. Before you get to that point where you get it back, you have to have standing to talk trash in the first place. Her brother was a mutt. She leaves that out of the equation.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Fine, we got rid of Al Horford. And now we finally picked somebody from Kentucky. Thank you. You can't go wrong with picking somebody from Kentucky. I mean, you got a 70% chance of success if you pick somebody from Kentucky. Just look at everybody who came out of Kentucky.
Yeah, this
I
is
love
this,
Kentucky.
This is the time where I bring up Jody Meeks, but that's beside the point.
Jody Meeks was a long-time NBA player.
But Nazi Muhammad...
I like my guy Nazi.
Nazi
was all right.
Nazi was a contributor.
Yeah, Nazi was all right.
We haven't gotten a star out of Kentucky yet, though.
No, I'm trying to think of some other bigs. McGlure?
Yeah, they were thinking of drafting the guard who has the shooting guard for Kentucky. Recently, they became in the NBA. Hasn't done much. Monk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hasn't done much, no.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So, Mike, here are my five all-time best Seinfeld episodes. The Soup Nazi, The Mango, The Hamptons, the one where George does the opposite of everything he normally does, and the one with the Chinese woman, Donna Chang. That has a nice little side twist because George's father meets the guy in the cape, and George says something disparaging about somebody in the cape, and Jerry reprimands him and says, well, Superman wore a cape.
Yeah, it's a... Frank Costanza is his lawyer.
Yeah.
Who wore the cape.
Yeah, her name was Donna Changstein.
Donna Changstein.
She was a Jewish woman faking like she was Chinese because she liked it.
That's pretty good ass. I can't argue against it. I think the Hamptons is the best one, though.
Hamptons is great.
You know, last night I found myself getting emotional. I mean, some of the sad stories on family members shared. I was like, wow, this should be such a happy time. And yet, God, I feel like there were more tears than ever.
I think they were tears.
But, however, on the other side, though, as a Sixers fan, I'm pleased with the draft. I mean, I felt confident in the competent moves made. I mean, getting rid of the Horford contract was a win in itself.
That's a good call by her. I actually got caught up in the emotional stories of Atlanta, but it wasn't as sad. I don't think it was a sad emotion. It was like a dream being realized emotion. That was pretty cool, I thought.
Some of them, but...
you thought it was too much?
Yeah. Like, Cole Anthony was joy.
Somebody tweeted out, what was it? Something the guy from the Magic. Oh, it was Mo Bamba. Tweeted out, Orlando took who? They took Cole Anthony.
Yeah.
And he was crying. And the Greg Anthony family, they're all cried up. And Mo tweeted out, I'll pick you up at the airport once you stop crying. That's not right.
I know.
Buzz down.
That's the best of the best today of Soundar. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic Same Day Joint Replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking
for? Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Good. See you later.
All right, that was sound off. Right, stay tuned. Cuz's Corner's coming up live from Parks Casino in Salem. And Devon will come in after the Cuz is finished on NBC Sports Philly. Stay tuned for Quick Slants. Everybody have a great rest of the night. Be safe out there. And we'll talk to you tomorrow for Football Friday.
Good day for the Sixers. This Fanatics Sports Update is brought to you by Face John. Face John has the coolest original Philly sports scene masks with styles for the whole family, even kids' sizes. Mask up this fall at facejohn.com. John's for your face. Sixers took Kentucky combo guard Tyrese Maxey with the 21st pick in the draft last night. They also traded Josh Richardson and the number 36 to the Mavericks in exchange for Seth Curry. Earlier in the day, Al Horford was traded to the Thunder for Danny Green and Terrence Ferguson for picks. Sixers second-round pick Isaiah Joe joins Devon tonight at 7:05. Eagles have placed four players on the COVID-19 list. Vinny Curry, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, and Corey Clement, and Deontay Burnett. The team is bringing back Jordan Howard to the practice squad after he clears COVID testing. Dell Technologies Black Friday sales here with up to 50% off and small business computers with Intel Core processors. Call 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/SB Black Friday. Stick with the Fanatic all day long for breaking news and updates. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Mike Miss here for U.S. Bowling Corporation. Now, this is how an ordinary parent becomes a hero. A bowling alley in your house. Listen up. You know, bowling's been a favorite family pastime for a lot of years, right? And usually you've scheduled family bowling nights and you can't do that during the pandemic. So U.S. Bowling Corporation has a solution. They specialize with in-home bowling alley installations. I kid you not, it's really possible. From as little as 30 feet in length for mini bowling systems up to the traditional full-size bowling lanes, U.S. Bowling has both the fit and the budget for you. Your bowling alley will be customized to your specs to match your personality and desired decor. The kids will be entertained in the safety of your roof. Family and friends will love it for years to come. You'll have the coolest home in town if you add a bowling lane. Now, if you have any questions regarding U.S. Bowling Corporation's residential bowling alley setup services, just go online to usbowling.com. That's usbowling.com. The promo code is HOMEBOWLING. U.S. Bowling, transforming the world of bowling, one home at a time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.